Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. The State Election Commission of Nagaland has announced the conduct of a fresh election to Ward 11 Jipa of the Futsera Town Council under Phek District. According to the official notification, polling for the unreserved Ward 11 will be held on 28th October, with voting scheduled between 7:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. The filing of nomination papers will take place from 6th to 9th October, while the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 18th October. Counting of votes and declaration of results will be held on 31st October. With the announcement of the election scheduled on 26th September, the Moral Code of Conduct, MCC, has come into immediate effect within the jurisdiction of the Futsera Town Council, including the ward going to the polls, and will remain in force until the completion of the election process. Additionally, the Commission has appointed T.L. Kisumong Tikir and A. Zibanthang Kikon, both joint secretaries in the state government, as election observers for the upcoming election to the said ward. A jail visit committee constituted by the state government following WPC Suomoto No. 8/2018 conducted an inspection of the central jail at Dimapur. The committee comprised Member Secretary of NSLSA Niku Angami, Director General of Prisons K. Hamtok Phom, and Superintendent of the jail Mr. Solejol Nikha. During the visit, the committee noted that the jail currently houses 190 inmates. The committee recommended the need for a well-planned and functional drainage system suitable for all seasons within the jail premises. Following the inspection, the Member Secretary of NSLSA, accompanied by the Principal District and Sessions Judge cum Chairman of DLSA Dimapur and panel lawyers, reviewed the status of legal aid provided to convicted inmates by NSLSA at the High Court level. Legal aid was further extended to four more convicted persons to assist them in filing appeals before the High Court. During interactions with the inmates, six convicts expressed their inability to afford private legal representation due to financial constraints and requested legal aid. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government is positioning India among the world's leaders in deep sea exploration through the Samudrayaan project, India's first manned deep sea mission.
Over the past decade, India has been diving into the last great frontier of exploration, the deep ocean. At the heart of this lies the Samudrayaan project, India's first ever manned deep sea mission. Launched in 2021, the deep ocean mission marked a transformative leap in India's scientific and strategic capabilities. On Independence Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the National Deep Water Exploration Mission, which aims to explore oil and gas reserves in the sea. Terming it Samudra Manthan, he said that the initiative will be executed in mission mode, highlighting India's push for self-reliance in energy sector.
देश को विकसित बनाने के लिए हम अब समुद्र मंथन की तरफ भी जा रहे हैं हमारे समुद्र के मंथन को आगे बढ़ाते हुए हम समुद्र के भीतर के तेल के भंडार गैस के भंडार उसको खोजने की दिशा में एक मिशन मोड में काम करना चाहते हैं और इसलिए भारत ने नेशनल डीप वाटर एक्सप्लोरेशन मिशन शुरू करने जा रहा है.
The country also made notable strides in developing indigenous deep-sea technologies, including vehicles and pressure-resistant materials, with successful trials already in progress. By venturing into the depths of the ocean, India is not only unlocking vast reserves of minerals, biodiversity and energy, but also positioning itself among the few nations with advanced deep-sea exploration technology.
The government has made significant tax reduction in the healthcare sector to ease the financial burden on the common man. Under GST 2.0, the government has waived off taxes on 36 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer and severe chronic diseases. GST on essential medicines and medical equipment like gauze, bandages, diagnostic kits, glucometers, and thermometers have been reduced from 12% to 5%. Along with that, the GST rates on health and life insurance premiums, which earlier attracted 18%, have now been made completely tax-free. In commemoration of Wildlife Week, the Kohima Forest Division is organizing a wildlife photographic contest open to all age groups under the theme Human-Animal Coexistence. We have a report.
Each participant may submit up to 3 original and unpublished photographs. Submissions should be made either in hard copies, printed in A4 size photo paper, either in landscape or portrait, to be delivered to office of the Kohima Forest Division, Forest Office Complex, Jail Colony, or the raw image file sent via email to dfokohimaphotocontest@gmail.com. All entries must include the participant's name and contact details. The last date for submission is 6th October, and results results will be declared on 8 October. Ning, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And as part of the Bharat Darshan program, the Nagaland Civil Service Probationers 2024 batch undertook a three-state tour from September 8 to 26, covering Kerala, West Bengal and Tripura. The explosive visit was aimed at acquainting future administrators with diverse governance models, innovative practices and India's cultural richness. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.